The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. We're here at Coins in the Kingdom for the final hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. Plenty of time still for you to get your calls and thoughts in here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on our website. It's a Reddit-based system, so you log in. It's free. You can log in with your Free Talk Live account, the Reddit account. You link the two accounts together, and it's an easy to submit maybe some show prep suggestions, a YouTube video you think's cool, something funny, whatever you want, whatever you think we'll appreciate and our listeners will appreciate, because everybody else can vote on it, whether they want it or like it or dislike it. So you can go there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark here with you in Orlando at the beautiful Wyndham Hotel Resort on the Walt Disney property for Coins in the Kingdom. Again, coinsinthekingdom.com. Bitcoin party, as it has been described. And it's been a great event. I'm really grateful that we've been able to be here and bring a fraction of it to you, bring a taste of the event to you here on the radio. And so maybe you'll come out here next year for this. So there have been all kinds of interesting folks that we've had the opportunity to talk to and get to know a little bit here this weekend. One of them is Bruce Fenton, and he joins us now on our third microphone. Welcome, Bruce.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you here in our studio. What remains of the Coins in the Kingdom event, they're kind of shutting it down and taking things down around us here. So thanks for coming back out.
No doubt.
Now, you were the keynote speaker today, and actually one of the few people that I actually was able to see speak, because I've been working at the Free State Project booth this whole time. And it says here, your bio says you are an economic and globalization strategist. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's sort of...
Tell me the short version of it.
Well, it's a catch-all title, because it is a little bit interesting what I do. I have an interesting job. I spend a lot of time... So I started my career in the investment business, which was... pretty typical. I focused on emerging markets and helped people, make investment decisions. And that, over the years, gravitated to be more like consulting, focused on big picture economic consulting. So a lot of what I do these days is relationships between the United States and emerging markets, matching people. I deal with some of the highest net worth investors out there, multi-billion dollar, deca-billion dollar type of investors, even in some cases hundreds of billions of dollars, and helping them match with investments. And I get to meet a lot of interesting people. So not quite an economist, somebody very interested in the economy. And so economic strategist, or whatever the phrase you said, is the kind of thing that might describe it best.
So you're interested in money, and you found Bitcoin at some point. What's your story? How did you get into it?
I got into Bitcoin a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago or so. Interestingly, actually, a lot of people in the Free State Project, some of my friends who are on Facebook, some people who are active, who may be listening right now, or a lot of your listeners would know, are my friends on Facebook. We talk about liberty and freedom a lot. And these guys were actually some of the people who I first heard talking about Bitcoin. At the time, there wasn't many articles, but a couple of these people, there was a guy who, anything he was selling, he'd say it's this or X number of Bitcoin. You know, you can buy my laptop that I'm selling, or you can buy it for 2,000 Bitcoin, or which, prices were quite a bit different
yeah,
then.
Yes,
despite the drop. And so yeah, that's actually, and these are really smart guys that I respect. There's a lot of really smart people in the Free State Project who are deep thinkers. And so I took it seriously. I listened to them, and then I had some friends who were investors, and I bought it originally as completely speculative, didn't really understand it, didn't get the technology, but I said, might go up, might be kind of interesting, let's see what happens. And as an owner, it did go up, and I then became more and more interested in what is this thing that I own, what am I doing, and then I became obsessed with the technology, started spending hours a day researching it. And starting to go to conferences was a big change, because there's a certain energy at these events.
Certainly, that's true.
And that's the story.
Okay. And then, so you'd already connected with people from the Free State Project. How long had you known about that?
I think I heard about it when it was first announced, probably.
Okay. 01 or somewhere in the early aughts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was familiar with the idea and found it interesting and had followed it and had a number of people on Facebook. And it seems to go through cycles of popularity. There would be a couple of news articles, and then it kind of seems to spike in interest. You hear a lot about it. And during a couple of those phases, I had a couple of people join, and a couple of them moved right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've been following it for a while.
And so the Free State Project started up in 2001. You heard about it in the early aughts, and now here we are a decade or so later, and you joined this summer, if I'm recalling correctly,
sometime this
summer.
Yeah.
So long road to get there, but you finally pulled the trigger. What was it that pushed you over the edge? What pushed you off the fence?
Well, I had it in the back of my mind that I would join. I really love where I live now. I have a really nice house. It's a dream house.
And where
it's
is that?
It's South Shore in Massachusetts.
Nice. Oh, boy. Yeah,
and,
that's
right. we've got a lot of land and, near the ocean, and I like the people. I like our neighbors, and I like the town. Even the police in our town are good. That's how good mm-hmm. the town is, and you don't see that often. So, we thought we would stay there, but as Massachusetts has become more oppressive, in the back of my mind, I always had the idea that the Free State Project was something that we would strongly consider and maybe do. And just over time, as Massachusetts has become more oppressive, and I got more familiar with Free State Project, and then I went and I spoke at the annual Free State meeting. I forget what it's called.
Porkfest or Liberty Forum?
The Liberty Forum.
Okay.
And I've missed Porkfest the last few years. I really would like to go, but I've been traveling. I travel about 6 months out of the year. My whole family.
It's worth it if you can pull it
out. Oh, no doubt. If we're ever in
my whole family, too.
Yeah, if we're in America at the same time that it's going, we're going to go. And so it's just a matter of aligning it. And this coming year, we'll really try and make an effort.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So you came out to Liberty Forum.
Yeah, and I got to meet more of the people. And then we think a lot about these things. My wife and I think a lot about things like freedom and liberty and where we are and what we're doing. And we talked about it for a while and then said, yeah, let's do it.
Wow. Congratulations. It's a huge decision. I mean, I know you're only moving from Massachusetts, and we've got people who've come from Russia and all over the world to join us in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But it's still a big decision, to leave a piece of property that you love and a community that you've become a part of. And most people aren't willing to make that choice, so it's pretty awesome and inspiring, I'm sure, for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it's great. We try and make every decision carefully. It was some advice that Steve Ballmer from Microsoft, the CEO of Microsoft, I don't know him, but I did meet him, and I asked his advice, and that was one thing that he said, make every decision carefully. He I'm sure, doesn't remember me or anything, but so I don't want to get the impression that he's an old golfing buddy or anything, but he was kind enough to give me that piece of advice, and so I took it seriously. I do take every decision carefully, so we thought about it. We didn't just flippantly
obviously
do
it.
And
thinking for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it was, but we decided it made a lot of sense. So
it does.
I'm glad we did.
For our listeners that don't know, the Free State Project, the idea, move 20,000 liberty-minded people, get them all to come to the same geographic area, that area being New Hampshire, so we can be active together and actually have and make a difference and achieve liberty in our lifetime, or at least some semblance of more freedom in our lifetime. I'm excited. Me and Mark have been there since 2006, been in New Hampshire. We moved from Florida, and it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life, hands down.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the community of freedom people, many of whom are also Bitcoin people.
Right.
And you combine those two communities together, and you really get some awesome, awesome results.
There's something to be said for hanging around people that you have something in common with, and you can talk about these deep issues. For one thing, you don't have to get into silly debates where people who aren't thinkers are debating with thinkers and about really basic kind of level one sort of stuff. And when you're so you can avoid all the really silly debates like, hey, we should support John McCain because he is a hero kind of thing. Like, those people are not there. They're not in the Free State. So you get into more serious debates about stuff that really matters. Like, I'm having a great debate about the nature of intellectual property and how that applies to property rights. I mean, things like that. Those are debates worth having. And those are the kind of people that you have, the quality of people that you have in the Free State Project.
Bruce, can you stick with us for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back with more with Bruce Fenton. And do you have a website somewhere we can point people to learn more about you?
Yeah, brucefenton.com is my website. Also Facebook, if you Facebook / Bruce Fenton page. And I'm on there a lot. I've got a lot of people, and I'd say a lot of things on there that people might like to see.
BruceBenton.com. We're going to come back, and I want to talk about your speech today. You gave the keynote address, and we'll get an executive summary for our listeners who were not able to attend. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live from Coins in the Kingdom.
Great.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here toll free at 855-453. We will get to your calls. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you care about online privacy, you really need to know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data meaning that your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. In fact, your ISP is probably logging all of the websites that you visit, all of the search terms that you enter, and logging them for as many, in some cases, as 5 years. Now, you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code. You can start for free, but you want to upgrade to their premium account. You'll want to, I'm sure, once you get started. And when you upgrade to premium, you get the ability to privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites, access servers all around the world. Johnson was talking the other night about how he was using that, using ProXPN to access the BBC, which you can't apparently watch live if you live in the United States. So there's neat things that you can do with ProXPN. Plus, you also get unlimited bandwidth with their premium account. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use our promo codes. There's two of them. One is for people who aren't paying with Bitcoin. That'll get you 50% off. The code is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And the number 50, and that's good for the lifetime of your account. And that's 50% off of the annual account. So proxpn.com/FTL. Code FTL50. But if you do have Bitcoin, you'd like to pay with Bitcoin, you'll get an even better discount, 62% off by using code FTLBTC. And the BTC stands for Bitcoin. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So really, there's nothing to lose but your privacy. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Bruce Fenton is with us here, one of three keynote speakers at Coins in the Kingdom. We're at the Wyndham Hotel in the Disney World property at what was, I'm going to say, the best Bitcoin conference that we've been to so far. I've been three Bitcoin conferences, and Mark, you've been to four?
Yeah, I think it had features that made it different than other Bitcoin conferences. I think that each of them had things that were special about them. So, you know, best, it depends on what you like, and I know what you like, and I can see why you would say that.
Well, I like liberty. I like people who like liberty, and this conference was all liberty all the whole conference long. I mean, it wasn't that all the speeches were about that, but the people who were speaking were definitely ideologically compatible, and I never at one point heard anybody plotting to regulate Bitcoin on stage or off stage, which I have heard that happen at another conference. And, you know, the Austin conference was good, but it was a little bit larger and kind of more difficult to really connect with people. This was good because it was smaller and it was more intimate, and I like a conference like that where you can really kind of meet people and easily talk to folks. So, Bruce, you gave the keynote speech. Your website, brucefenton.com. You spoke today at the near the end of the conference. You didn't quite wrap it up. There were a few things that came after you. But what was the executive summary? What for our listeners who were not able to make it here? What did they miss? What will they see when they watch the video that ultimately will come out?
I got to remember on that. I make these up as I go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? You have bullet points or anything like that beforehand?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I did.
Your time limit, right? And that was it.
I didn't even know that this time, to be honest. And I'm not saying that to say that's good. I probably would be better off if I planned these better. But I just speak from the heart.
I love that.
I'm passionate about this stuff. And I don't even necessarily remember all the details of it, even though it was only a few hours ago. But I do remember my opening, which is I said that Bitcoin can be used by criminals. It can be used by terrorists. It can be used by people doing evil things. And so can shoes.
Right.
So can shoes, and so can phones.
And so can use the U.S. dollar.
And so can books, and so can the U.S. dollar. And so can roads. What would we do without roads, right? My roads.
I loved the part where you trashed on the state a number of times during, you are no friend of the government.
Right.
You pointed out that governments have murdered, you know, millions of their own, hundreds of millions of their own people over, you know, a couple hundred years. And so, you know, that warmed my heart to some extent, but obviously it's horrible. And then you brought up this character from New York.
Yes.
What's his name? Tim? Ken? I don't even know who the hell is Ken.
Ben Lasky.
Ben, that's right, Ben. This one, another thug, but this one happens to be in New York, and so, you know, people pay attention to him because he's threatening the Bitcoin industry.
Right.
And what you had pointed out, what I thought was really good, was that this guy brings nothing to the table.
Right.
The only reason why people respond or even talk to him is because he is threatening violence against them. And you kind of went over things like, you know, what is the state and, you know, what is evil. So tell me more about some of that.
Yeah, Ben Lasky is an unelected bureaucrat from New York who is a political operative who having high ambitions, likely to run for governor or something like that. And he has figured out that a way to do that is to get a lot of publicity. And Bitcoin was hot in the news and still is to some degree. So he figured if he could make a name for himself, that's the way you become governor in New York. That's Rudy Giuliani brought down Michael Milken, and Elliot Spitzer was the market timing guy. And that's what you do in New York. You bring down big names, you get a lot of publicity, and that helps propel you to the governor's office. And so that's what he's doing. It seems very clear. He's not looking out for people or anything. So he's a political opportunist. And as you mentioned, he has no merit. He's not in this position because he's a great coder or a great programmer, because he knows how to run a Bitcoin business. He is simply and totally doing this for his own self-interest. And he also only has legitimacy because he is threatening us with violence. People who are doing math. Peaceful people, right, doing peaceful things.
Math, not meth.
Yeah, math, M-A-T-H.
Well, isn't that interesting? I mean, we've talked a lot about on Free Talk Live how even if you don't think you're doing anything wrong, you still have something to hide.
Right.
Because eventually the government's going to figure out something that you do that they don't like, and they're going to outlaw it. I mean, whoever thought they'd be outlawing math, right? If it's not outlawed yet, but the proposal is to highly control and regulate, and that means use threat of violence against people in the Bitcoin sphere. And so finally, you know, the mathematicians are under attack. It's not just meth heads anymore. Anybody can be targeted by these thugs.
Right. Yeah, I travel a lot. I travel about half the year in one of the emerging markets in one of the countries. It's kind of well known that you can sort of go and operate under a certain level, but once you hit a certain amount in sales, the government slash mafia is going to come and basically take a cut, or they'll do violence to you. It's really not that different in our own country. You can do certain things, and you can kind of play by the system and argue within the sort of two-party illusion, but if you cross a certain line, you really tick these people off, you really call them out on their violence and their issues, they will target you. People in government and people at some of these agencies will target you, and they'll find something, and they'll sometimes lock you up for it.
Yeah, you mentioned the three felonies a day during your speech today. And if they want you, they're going to get you.
Yeah, and there's many, many cases. There's cases of the ACLU and Reason Magazine and all kinds of others, even our own Roger Ver in the Bitcoin community, other people who have been targeted for what they've said, and some have paid a heavy price for that.
I'm looking at 2 years in jail right now myself for allegedly for doing my own activism. So it's not a shock to me. So, Bruce, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. People can learn more about you at brucefenton.com, maybe they'll see you at some upcoming Free State Project events, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
love to.
Look forward to it. Of course, the Liberty Forum's coming up in early March, and we'll certainly be talking about that more on Free Talk Live as it approaches. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're going to try to get your calls in here in a little bit. Plus, we've got yet another special guest here coming up from our Coins in the Kingdom event here in Orlando at the Wyndham Hotel in beautiful Orlando, Walt Disney World, as we continue with more Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're here on the live Sunday edition.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. you can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at Coins in the Kingdom. CoinsInTheKingdom.com. The Wyndham Hotel on the Walt Disney World property in Orlando for day number two of two and the final half hour of said discussion and show. We'll be returning to our Keene, New Hampshire-based studios for tomorrow night's show. We'll be back in time for that, so look forward to that time. We're going to continue here. We're actually going to grab your phone calls here real quick and then bring our next special guest on the line. We've got Brooke in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brooke.
Hi.
Hey, Brooke, go ahead.
Hi, I'm actually calling in about a business that I'm trying to expand in Virginia Beach. I board dogs and I rescue dogs, and I'm trying to get bigger. And I'm running a fundraiser right now. People can go to my website.
Well, we don't just do a bunch of promos for free for people here, but let's talk a little bit more about, you know, what, you know, your business is. And because I saw here that you take Bitcoin at your business, and that, you know, that could... You do. Now, that could possibly expand your business a little bit in that, you know, there are businesses who have taken Bitcoin and then they've gotten new orders and new customers. Have you seen that being the case with Bitcoin for you, or has it just been the same old customers?
Not yet. It's not something a whole lot of people are using yet, but I'm hoping that it'll be more popular in the future.
So, Brooke, when did you come on board with Bitcoin? Was it this year, pretty recently?
It was pretty recently, yeah. My friend Al introduced me to it.
And, you know, was it something that you saw the vision of right away, or did you have to really kind of think on it? What was your experience with that?
I was very interested right away, but it took me a little bit to understand it.
Okay. And so how do you accept the Bitcoin? Do you have, like, a tablet or something at your point of sale? How do you deal with customers in that way?
I use a Chromebook, and I've got CryptoKit on it.
CryptoKit. Oh, that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, we actually promoted CryptoKit here on Free Talk Live for a while. So you use CryptoKit, you pull up your QR code, and then somebody scans it with their phone. Is that typically how it works?
That's it.
Very cool. And you know, like, are you promoting this actively? Do you have, like, some sort of a little sticker or something on the counter? How are you letting your customers know that you can do it?
Not yet. Right now, it just says it on the website. I don't have a commercial location so far. This is a business that I've been running from home.
Gotcha. All right. Go ahead and plug your website now.
All right. It's beachdogshotel.com.
Good luck, Brooke. Certainly appreciate hearing from you tonight. Appreciate the call. We don't really, you know, Free Talk Live is not come plug your business on the air live. We want to talk to you about something. We want to have a discussion on these air.
Yeah, we usually talk about ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, not necessarily just ideas, but you know, I'm happy to talk about, you know, if you want to talk about your favorite donut, I don't care about that. I don't know if that's really considered an idea. Maybe it is.
Would it be worth picking up the phone?
No, probably not.
There you go.
But we've had people calling about simple things before as well. So don't feel restricted, but at the same time, it's not free plugs live. If you would like to advertise with us, Mark will be happy to sell you an advertising package.
It probably wouldn't work for a local advertiser,
no,
though.
Probably wouldn't. But we do have a radio station there in Virginia Beach, and I'm sure
that will work real well for your local business.
Right. They would love to hear from you. So, yeah, if you're listening on the radio and you would like to be heard by the local radio listeners, contact that local station and tell them you want to advertise on Free Talk Live. Be very specific, because I'm sure the station would like to sell you all of their shows, but maybe you don't really like Rush Limbaugh and you don't want to get behind. Well, in fact, a lot of shows, advertisers are bailing out on the Rush Limbaugh show because of, you know, the controversy.
Many stations will let you sponsor a show and then give you ads in other shows.
Okay.
I wouldn't exclude a particular market, because everybody's got dogs. Everybody loves
their dogs.
Whether they're conservatives or liberals.
At the same time, there have been a group of activists out there who have been targeting businesses that have been advertising on Rush's show, and that's why a lot of businesses are afraid to advertise with him.
I understand why they are, but those activists could very well turn on us. I don't want, I wouldn't want my marketplace to be dictated by 0.1% of the population, and that's really what we're talking about here when it comes to
Well, I wouldn't
boycotts,
either. I mean, in fact, a lot of cases a boycott can result in what's called a boycott, which is where more customers will come out to support the business that has been boycotted.
You don't have to like the ad venue upon which you advertise. You don't go fishing. You don't eat worms. You go fishing with worms, right? So you catch the things you want, and what the things you want are customers.
So let's talk to our next special guest here. Mark, would you like to do the introduction?
Sure. It's Pamela Morgan, and Pamela did one of the speeches today, and you were talking about arbitration and how one can sort of set oneself free to some extent from the current judicial system just with smart contracts.
Yes, that's true.
Contracts that are written properly, I guess is the way I want to say that.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say thanks so much for having me back again.
Sure,
it's
sure.
So nice to be here and chatting with you.
When did we see you last? Was it Austin?
Austin, okay. Yeah, that was the last time we chatted. So a lot's happened since then.
Oh, good.
And today I was talking about how to use arbitration clauses within smart contracts, but also in regular contracts, in order to kind of create your own judicial system and how those work and how they can be enforced using local enforcement tools.
So tell us, how does one do it?
Well, there are a couple different ways. If you're in the United States and you're dealing with another party that's in the U.S., arbitration is governed by the Federal Arbitration Act, or the FAA. And so that has specific rules on what has to be in an arbitration clause. The most important key is that both parties have to agree to have their dispute arbitrated.
Right.
If you don't agree, then you get your day in court, which some say get your day, some say get dragged into day.
Yeah.
That really depends on your perspective and what you want your outcome to be.
Yeah, there's I think it's American Arbitration Association. They're a big
common one I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are a lot of agencies that will provide arbitration for you that you can just include a clause in your contract and say, yeah, we want to arbitrate, both parties agree. But you don't necessarily have to be bound by just that. So you can create your own system if you prefer. You have to be specific about it. You have to say who's going to do the arbitration, or how will the arbitrators be selected.
Mm-hmm.
How long is that arbitration going to take? And you can actually dictate, as long as the parties are considered to have a full and fair hearing,
mm-hmm.
a judge will enforce a properly arbitrated dispute. And properly arbitrated, it means a lot of things, but at its core, it really means that both parties have agreed to arbitrate the dispute,
right,
and that both parties have had their chance to be heard.
And what you'll find is, as many contracts, having had to sign contracts, is that they'll be banged out by lawyers. Usually, the person who wants you to sign the contract really doesn't know anything about a contract.
Exactly.
They have their attorney sign, and their attorney's, old school, and it says, of course, it's their state. This contract will be governed by the state of Nebraska.
Yes.
And I don't live in Nebraska, and I have no intention of being governed by Nebraska's laws. I'm not signing myself into Nebraska's laws because you want to do business, and you had some lawyer write something up. So I'm much more interested in somebody who's, meet something out that's fair to both parties, and that can be, sometimes fair doesn't make you happy, but it's fair.
Absolutely.
And I just can't tell you how outraged I am that I don't particularly like the laws of the state of New Hampshire, and then somebody wants to add some new ones for me. I mean, it's insulting to me.
Exactly. Well, and you also have the idea of having to go to Nebraska. So do you even have to go to Nebraska and appear? And now we have the technology that we don't actually have to do this. We can have video conferencing if it's important to you to see body language. We can do online hearings. But you can't do that in the typical judicial system.
Oh, right.
So in order to get these things that you want, you have to include arbitration, and you have to talk about it, and it has to be included in a written contract.
Right, and this is the first thing that I do with any contract I get. I get the marker out, and I just kill that whole section. And then they're like, what are you doing taking this out and stuff? And I just write something in, the American Arbitration Association, and
yes,
I just write that, and this will be me. And then they end up signing it because they just want the contract signed. They'll sign anything.
Absolutely. Well, and realistically, arbitration is fair, and the point of arbitration is that it's fair to both parties because there's much less risk involved in arbitration if you do it right.
Hmm.
We know how long it's going to take. We know it's going to cost a lot less. We know
a lot less.
We're not going to have to deal for years and years and years with hearings and postponements and blah, blah, blah. We can decide what evidence is going to be presented. The arbitrators can render a full decision.
It's a final decision that can't be appealed.
That's right.
Right.
It's called a binding decision.
Because you've agreed in advance to that arbitrator's decision.
That's exactly it. And I just want one little nuance. It can be appealed, but not really the essence of the arbitration, only whether or not the parties agreed and other certain threshold criteria.
All right, so I like arbitration. On Free Talk Live, we've talked about arbitration. It's a good idea. And how does Bitcoin tie in? Hold that thought. We'll come back to it in moments.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We still have time to fit your call in. If you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You do not need to talk about Bitcoin to get on the air with us here tonight, even though it certainly has sounded like all Bitcoin all the time over this past weekend. Well, it's sort of supposed to be that way because we're at Coins in the Kingdom at Disney World, the very first ever Coins in the Kingdom, hoping first of many Coins in the Kingdoms, because I think it's been a great event. Pamela Morgan is with us here from Empowered Law. What's your website, Pamela?
It's empoweredlaw.com.
Easy enough. So we're talking about arbitration, and we're going to tie it into how Bitcoin can make arbitration better, more effective, or whatever. So we'll do that here in a moment. But just your reflection on the event. You've been here for the past couple of days. How have you been enjoying it?
It's been incredible. The list of speakers is great. Mm-hmm. The panel discussions were interesting and thought-provoking and inspiring. It's everything that you want a conference to be. I thought it's been fantastic.
Me too. I've really enjoyed it. So you do law. You're an attorney.
I am.
And other things. And we were talking about
arbitration.
And
you seem so nice.
Well, I appreciate that you don't hold it against me.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, well then. I'm also an educator and an entrepreneur. Does that kind of offset it at all?
It makes me feel a bit better.
Oh, good. Good.
But entrepreneurial attorney almost scares me, just hearing it.
I understand. I get that a lot. But
so you're into, we were talking about arbitration and what it is and how it's a lot preferable to using the government courts for a variety of reasons, because, you know, you agree in advance to the arbitrator. You and the other party select, well, if we have a dispute, who do we trust to resolve this dispute? And we will agree to go by whatever their decision is. So you don't get to appeal an arbitration decision. Arbitration, it's common in business contracts because
yeah.
Businesses know that tying something up in the courts can take decades, you know, or years, and it's expensive and just very difficult to deal with. So you'll see it in every cell phone contract, for instance. There's going to be something in there about an arbitrator. But
yes.
What's Bitcoin bring to the table to really change this game?
Well, how I got interested in arbitration is I was talking with people about smart contracts, and there's a lot of talk about smart contracts. I don't know if you've talked to anyone about it. Smart contracts are kind of, you know, the next big thing, and people are really looking towards Bitcoin and what they call Bitcoin 2.0 platforms to deliver us from, you know, the craziness of contract enforcement. So we're looking to the idea of self-enforcing contracts. contracts. And so when we explore the idea of self-enforcing contracts or contracts that can be enforced by algorithm instead of people, we have to say, okay, well, what happens when things go badly, right?
Because no one, the ultimate question.
That's exactly it. No one cares what's in a contract until things go badly.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, I've got a contract, and it says this. And
where is that thing?
Exactly.
I have to go find it.
Never went
and
out.
I
exactly.
read it.
God, I hope my lawyer wrote it correctly. Or, you know, yeah. what did we X out?
I really should have read this thing before I signed it.
Yes, that's exactly it. So when I was looking at how Bitcoin and how Bitcoin 2.0 can change the law and how we as people interested in Bitcoin and Bitcoin 2.0 should interact with the law, you know, I was looking at ideas on peer-to-peer courts and kind of doing like a people's court kind of justice thing where instead of having arbitration or even a typical court process, we could upload our dispute and it could be something like a small claims where you upload a 2-minute video and then I upload a 2-minute video and then we have people decide. Right. And so you find this exact same model in things like the People's Court or Judge Judy. And what happens is the litigants there sign a contract
right.
and they say, we're going to be bound by this.
Judge Judy is an arbitrator.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly arbitration.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Right.
It's probably crappy, fast arbitration, but it's arbitration nonetheless. They've signed a contract.
Yeah. The difference, though, and this is a really important distinction, is that if someone breaches that contract, what you do is you go to the typical local court and you claim breach of contract. If you have a contract that says, I'm going to arbitrate, then you go to the arbitrators. And if you don't like what the arbitrator said, you can't go to the regular court and re-adjudicate. You can't
yes.
go to the local court and say, it's breach of contract, you need to look at all this stuff and you need to produce all this evidence. They'll simply enforce the arbitrator's decision. And that's a really important distinction because it means a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yep. Saved.
Yeah, saved.
Right. And, well, I mean, when it comes to court, I mean, there's an entirely different game. With arbitration, it's like, we're going to sit down, we're with this person, we're going to present whatever evidence we have, we're going to come to a conclusion. It's probably going to be wrapped up in a course of 30 days, maybe 60 days.
Yes.
With court, it's something entirely different. It's like, you know, I'm going to throw as much money at attorneys as I can
yep.
throw at attorneys. They're going to throw as much as they can throw at attorneys. There's going to be motions that are going to go on for a course of years
yes.
with the intention of wearing the other side down so that we can then get some kind of settlement going on, and we never actually reach court because court is this horrifying thing that nobody really wants to go to. I don't understand why lawyers are, I guess I understand why lawyers are doing it. I don't understand why people are still signing contracts that have, you know, the regular courts in them.
They don't know better.
Right. I agree. They don't know better. Most people don't realize that this is out there. Most people have heard of arbitration, but they don't know that you can use arbitration in a contract between you and I, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
We have a contract. We can include an arbitration clause. Most people are scared to even write down, you know, the terms of their contract. And it doesn't have to be, here's another misnomer. You know, you don't have to have a 20-page contract written by an attorney. You can write it down on a napkin and say,
yep,
I agree A, B, C, and we're going to arbitrate everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Done. You know, and will that stand up? Well, it'll definitely be better. At least you'll have an argument that you can say, hey, listen, we've agreed to arbitrate.
As opposed to a verbal agreement.
Absolutely.
Now, in my contracts, I usually just put the American Arbitration Association on there, AAA, right? And I just make it simple because that's what I know to do.
Yeah.
But there's easier ways to do things. We can agree on a third party. You would just use you and I as the party A and party B. Well, we could go to somebody out in the audience here, Doug, for instance, and we could say, hey, can you arbitrate this for us? We just need somebody to talk to us. And I mean, you know, if it's
Absolutely.
A smaller matter, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. You just need somebody to sit there and listen to both sides and be, you know, as close as they can to unbiased.
Yeah.
How do you set up an arbitration? How do you do it for a contract that doesn't just throw it out to one of these major arbitration organizations? Is there a way to bring somebody in at a low cost?
Absolutely. Actually, there's a lot of online services that
okay.
you can use and
really?
Just, yeah, you can just upload your documents, upload an agreement and say, okay, we want to do this. And in a matter of weeks, it'll get decided. So
no,
those
kidding.
Services are, yeah, those services are already
do
there.
Do you do it over video or something?
Yeah. that. Well, some people have you do it over video. You know, some people have you record it. Every process is a little bit different. But those are already available. They're already out there. Can we make a better one? Sure.
Is there one you recommend? I mean, because all I've ever seen in a contract is American Arbitration Association, so they seem to really own it.
Right.
Who's something you, you know, throw out? I mean,
You know, I can't really endorse, like, any one organization because I haven't worked with one long enough to say, okay, I really like
what
these people.
Seen?
I really like that. You know, what I've seen, and I think what the most important aspect for listeners to understand is that it just has to be complete. You have to have, you have to say I'm going to arbitrate. You have to designate what's going to be arbitrated. So you can't just say we're going to go to arbitration. You have to say everything that arises out of this contract, we're going to arbitrate.
Okay.
Because if the other party can say, well, I agree to arbitrate this and this and this, but not that, they can get out of that clause for the arbitration.
Okay.
Why? Well, that's because the judicial system is considered to be your day in court.
Yeah.
And that's something that we value, right? We want an opportunity for people to be heard.
Yeah, and I think that was a really good idea maybe 200 years ago, but now that your day in court is a horrifying concept.
Now that your day in court is
everybody.
In court, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, one other thing I think is really interesting and important, I hope you agree, is if you're dealing with people, you know, so far we've been talking about people in the U.S. dealing with property in the U.S., but if you're dealing with someone outside of the U.S., there's something called the New York Convention, and 150 countries are a party to this. And what's really interesting about it is that if you avail yourself of the New York Convention and if you do a deal with someone who's in one of those countries and you use arbitration, you can use any of those countries' local enforcement to enforce a judicial, an arbitration award, excuse me.
Hmm.
This is very different than having a court award being enforced. You can't take a U.S. court award, a judgment, and go to the U.K. and say, hey, you know, can you enforce this?
Mm-mm.
They'll be like, probably not. I mean, they could if they wanted to. They can say yes, but they can also say no.
Yeah.
But if they're a party to the New York Convention and you've gone through all of these other steps and you've complied with the treaty, that local court can't say no. That local court, by treaty, must enforce the arbitration award.
Now,
and that's a really powerful tool.
So wow. I imagine that if things are getting a little too confusing, like how do I do this New York thing? Like how do I put this in my contract? Could someone reach out to you, Pamela?
Absolutely. You can reach out to me. Another really great free resource is the Cornell Law Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just Google that. They have a ton of resources, not only on domestic arbitration, but commercial, international arbitration.
But
and
you'll
all
work
sorts.
For Bitcoin.
I will work for Bitcoin.
Yeah,
absolutely.
EmpoweredLaw.com.
Now, just out of curiosity, I was just thinking, you know, he's talking about empoweredlaw.com.
We don't really have time for another question, Mark. I'm sorry about that. We are out of time for tonight. But, Pamela, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time with us. And we've been here at Coins in the Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com is the website. And our website is freetalklive.com. We'll be back in Keene for another live show tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime. Freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.